There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's been a long, cold winter, and fortunately, we get to warm things up once again with The Bachelor. I'm Christine Lee, along with Katie Pallotta and Ryan Jones. We're all back again for The Bachelor podcast, celebrating the return of our new Bachelor, Colton. Katie, hello.
Hello.
And Ryan Jones. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Don't you start.
Hello, Christine.
I've always loved sloths, but now I'm associating in my mind something else with sloths, which is very upsetting.
After the first line, I fast-forwarded that part. It was way too slow.
Imagine playing back the audio we did on the morning show, and I thought, this can't be a 40-second audio clip of her just saying, hi, my name is Alex, but indeed it was.
I understand the costume, and it was a good concept. It went on way too long.
Well, let's go back and start all over again with we have a whole new season, a whole new bevy of beauties, a new virgin bachelor. Oh, did I say virgin?
Drink.
Wait, he is?
I know no one mentioned it that much because I don't think anyone really knew about it. But yeah, we got a fake accent, we got a DJ, we got a sloth, and we have a virgin bachelor. So Katie, where do we begin?
Speaking of too long, the whole episode went on way too long.
You could say that about every episode of The Bachelor.
No, this is...
That's true, but this was extra.
This is a different level.
They thought, I think, that they were like on a red carpet. This was an award show. I could see maybe if they implemented this for the finale, but not last night.
I think that's where they stole this idea from, is building this 3-hour, quote-unquote, live show, which obviously most of it wasn't live, but you know, we got the screener for this ahead of time. And
I should have taken you up on that because I didn't.
No, but the reason why I knew this was going to be a long episode is because Katie said, oh, did you see the runtime? And what was it, what they sent us?
It was 1 hour.
Yeah. Didn't include the rose ceremony.
Okay.
But even
because that would have been a spoiler.
But even if that's a half hour, that's half the time. And so right from that minute, I said, okay, well, I'm going to watch it live with everyone else. All because right. I'm going to experience this excruciating pain with the rest of the world. Because
surgery without anesthesia.
How do you have a premiere where the first limo door doesn't open until after an hour into the show?
An hour and 3 minutes.
That's crazy. It's one thing for the people like us and the people like you listening. You're going to sit through it. Aren't you sort of alienating the, well, let me take a look people? Because they say, okay, I'll check out the girls.
And I've then never watched it before, but
yeah,
this guy's
hey,
new
people are talking about it, a virgin bachelor, let me turn it on. You have an hour of these people that you don't know. you've never heard of, because if you're not a super fan, you don't know who any of these people are, and you don't get to the actual women until after an hour in. It's like, come on.
Ashley, I wrote an article because, you know, she covers The Bachelor. She has her own podcast, which is really cool. And she's been on our podcast. But as the famous virgin who had been on the show, she kind of was watching it from a different point of view. And she was watching it with her mom. And her mom sat there and said, I can't believe this guy's a virgin. And so she actually had to pause it and took issue with her mom. Like, really? You too? You too, mom? You know, we knew this was going to be the A storyline about will he or won't he lose it. Even Twitter, which it doesn't take much to get them mad, but even Twitter is annoyed with the storyline already.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not as common today.
You mean for a guy to be a virgin.
Right, but I still don't think it's this big of a deal. I don't know. To make this big of an issue of it and put... maybe this is just the only thing that we can spotlight right now. So,
and I'm just glad he got, again, in front of it, though, saying, I'm not waiting for marriage. I'm waiting for the right person. It's not one of these things where we have to, well, does that mean we need to wait? No, I'm sure that at least one of these women will help him cross that bridge in the fantasy suites.
And the whole show ended, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but with his biggest meltdown ever. So we start and we end with, I guess this is what we come for, major drama.
Obviously.
Yeah, I watched the, you know, this is what's coming up this season.
Yeah.
And he, because he even celebrated on Twitter last night, he's like, I didn't cry. Well, clearly that's not the case for the rest of the season, because there's a whole lot of Colton crying.
But he proves that he is a man with sensitivities.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with any of this, but it's just, it's interesting that he was trying to sort of pat himself on the back for getting through the premiere without crying, and then we see a 3-minute clip of the rest of the season, which is basically just him either making out or crying or both.
That's going to be the entire season.
How would you sum up the first hour of the show where we saw no women getting out of, you know, the limo? How would you sum that up, Katie?
I mean, still long, but I mean, I think, like I said, I think it's taking away, like, this should have been a finale
moment,
not a premiere. I think that, and like Ryan said, if you don't know who these people are, then you're like, what show is this? Like, what am I watching?
Yeah, it didn't follow the Bachelor formula, the normal Bachelor formula, in where we have our season premiere and they pull up in the limo and we see, you know, that didn't start right away.
Yeah, and the whole, like, tribute to Chris Harrison, like, that would have been great at the finale. And
I thought he had passed away, to be honest with you.
Well, I was like, is this his last season? Like, he's just, like, standing there watching it and his mom's announcing it and, like, what is going on right now?
And can we talk about his mother, though?
Yes.
Oh, my God. She looks incredible because, I mean, Chris can't be young. So
right.
How old do you think she is? She looked amazing.
Well, you know, maybe he's hooked her up with a few treatments.
But she doesn't even look fake.
No, like,
there's
she
no,
didn't.
You know, it's
Chris
not
Harrison is 47.
So even if she's 67.
Damn, he's my age.
So even if she's 67, which mm-hmm. is still not obviously old, but she looked younger than that. I mean,
yeah.
She looked great.
She's well preserved.
So he may, and especially looking at some of those highlights, may have had some work done. I think we can...
Chris has,
yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
But he still has the good genes because his mother
looked great.
A plus.
That had to have been a contractual thing. Like, you know, I want my tribute. I've been hosting this show for how long? It's time for me to get my, you know, my accolades, or I'm not signing a new contract.
I think it was 17 years, I think.
Something
they said.
Like that, yeah.
But, like, it wasn't even like 15,
it wasn't a 20
or 20
yeah.
or like.
And the worst part, other than the, you know, making us wait an hour plus, was that I finally thought, even with all of the, because I didn't mind seeing a lot of the older people, but then we still had to squeeze Ari and Lauren in there. And it's like, yeah, oh, I don't know what I'm going to wear. And this is like, just let them go to wherever they're going, Hawaii or whatever, for their baby moon, and just like leave them there.
Yeah, what was it they had recently in the news where she had started an Instagram account, Katie? You had shared that.
Yep.
Where the baby was...
Baby Lion Dyke.
They just had a picture of the Instagram profile photo was the sonogram image. And to me, in my old school backwards way of thinking, it's like, oh, don't publish the sonogram. Don't share it until it's, you know, knock on wood, everything's okay. That just kind of...
Listen, I want everyone to be happy and healthy and whatever. Just I want them to do it quietly by themselves in some far reach of the world where we don't have to see it on a Monday night. That's all.
Well, let's not wait any longer to get to all Colton's new friends. It was a very, how could you say it, dog-heavy, animal-heavy episode.
Sequin-heavy.
Sequin-heavy.
No dogs in sequins, though.
Right.
Jeez.
You know, maybe
not
that's,
yet.
That's a good idea.
Missed opportunity.
One contestant runs a dog rescue. Another went into like epic detail about her parents. What kind of dog was it? A Pomeranian?
I didn't even know some of the...
A Pomeranian poo?
I think they made them up.
They were trying to doing the one-upmanship of the type of dogs.
Well, yeah.
And like, oh, Catherine brought her dogs. Why didn't I bring my dogs? And then they'd say, oh, well, I have it, this, this, and this. Oh, well, I have a this, and this a poo. Okay.
Yeah, anything that ends in a poo is definitely a gourmet designer.
I know, that's a rescue, right?
Right. Let's see, Catherine is the show's insta-villain who already is rubbing people the wrong way. Ryan, what is it?
We talk about this every year, about the producer pick.
Right.
And Colton on the live portion of the show did actually, because the whole time, every time she would come and interrupt, I would say, dude, grow a pair and tell her to go take a hike. You know, people have done that on the show before. They say, you know what? Let's give
And the
us
last
a few
time
minutes.
You could tell that he wanted to, but he
But
didn't.
Then he goes on the live show and says, you know what? I appreciated that. She told me she was here for me. And, well, they're all there for you, doofus. But that doesn't mean that you just let someone come in four different times. Like, at some point, you have to stand up and say, you know, I'm trying to get to know everybody else. Why don't you step aside? And so I don't know if he was hedging there by saying he appreciated it just so he didn't look as bad for keeping her, but I have to imagine that's the show saying, okay, yeah, this one's staying because you have to have the dog with you, and she's the only one stirring the pot. Everyone else was pretty low-key, I think, in the way of drama.
Rachel was good at telling people, give me a minute, I'll be right with you.
Yeah, one of my favorite tweets from last night about that was Nick Vial. Was saying, like, trust me, fourth time is not a charm. I thought that was good.
Yeah, well, at least he has still his sense of humor. But, yeah, Catherine, instant villain. And who else had a dog? Jane?
No one else brought the dog with them.
Yeah.
But at least he will have a pet with him, which is nice.
Yeah. But Jane made me laugh because wasn't that... Who showed him a picture of their dogs?
Can we talk about Jane, though?
Yeah, Photoshop.
Are those your dogs?
Yeah.
So how do you get
so creepy.
Jane from Adrian? Am I dumb for asking that question? Jane?
Maybe.
Right? I don't.
Maybe it's a middle name?
I don't know.
Could be a middle name.
But to go by, even her bio says Adrian, and then in quotes, Jane. Well, then just go by Jane. Why do we need both?
Because in order to be on The Bachelor, you have to have those kinds of names. Adrian, Adriana, Katya, Emiliana.
Well, and I get you need a hook sometimes to stay, but clearly it didn't work for her because we showed Adrian and Jane the door.
Yeah, well, we did indeed. Who stood out at you out for you, Katie? People like jump right off the page other than being full on sloth. Train wrecks or
could use more of the sloth though.
Phony Australian. Although the phony Australian accent.
That's what I was gonna say.
Was actually not bad. Australian is tough to do.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, and this whole situation they made it seem like it was gonna be bigger than it actually was because it was just kind of a one and done thing. I did see that they didn't show the deleted scene that she came clean about her accent,
right.
So it's not something that we have to wonder if she has to keep up.
Yeah, I was just saying, I didn't see that. So so she did talk to him about
it? Yeah, yeah, and I'll post it on our social media, but
I was just wondering, are we just ignoring the fact that he gives the rose to her and she says, yes, I will? And I'm thinking,
wait, yeah.
He didn't, and now he could just be, so, you know, he was forgetting people's names, as was I, so whatever, but so he could have just not connected the two, but so they had
that. Yeah, I thought that too, and then this morning I saw they released the deleted scene, which makes sense, but you can tell why it was deleted, because it was a very boring conversation.
Yeah, because they had released, because I played that also earlier this week on our morning show, where she had said, oh, I don't really have an Australian accent. And I thought, wow, but your accent was pretty damn good.
But she still kept going in and out,
yes.
Which was weird.
I have to tell you, I don't know if I could keep up an accent for an entire reality show season. I mean, I think everyone has at least one accent that they can do pretty well. But to
do they though?
To keep it up nonstop, that's
and
a
to
talent.
Make it believable.
To
yeah.
make it believable, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't do that.
So on your legal pad, who jumps out at you, Katie?
You don't want to give away too much though, because we still have to draft some teams.
That's right. This Demi girl.
Okay. Dark hair.
She was
no,
the banana.
Blonde.
Demi. Uh-oh.
She's the one that's basically actually a child. And
oh, yes,
she lives
yes,
at home
yes,
with
yes,
her
yes,
dad
yes.
and stepmom.
Yes. I was thinking Devin.
Yeah.
I was getting
oh,
her confused
okay.
with Devin.
Yeah, and her opening line was, I haven't dated a virgin since I was 12. And I thought that probably wasn't the best first impression line.
Yeah.
Introduction line to do.
Well, I mean, Kevin Spacey has been known to say the same thing. So
oh,
like,
yeah,
she drops the
right.
The Kevin Spacey burn.
The not funny.
No, listen. I mean, we can burn him as much as we'd like. I mean, he's another one that should go away.
The fact that he got a speeding ticket after leaving his court date in Nantucket was so good.
But the thing, so with Demi is, yes, obviously that line's terrible. I mean, but I don't know that I got much from her just in general. Like, she would be in these conversations and felt like she was trying to do more than she accomplished, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and when she did, she was one of the spotlight people before they showed the limo. And she's just, like, outside playing, like, on a skateboard and, like, playing outside. And it just seemed like, and I'm pretty sure it says she's 22, but she was definitely acting like a teenager, like playing outside and looking like she has no responsibility.
And she did say, yeah, I've never had a serious relationship. So not
right.
only is she, you know, not dated someone, a virgin since she was 12, but that relationship when she was 12 was not serious, nor has any other one since.
Right. And I mean, it sounds like she has a lot going on. Her mom's in prison, so maybe she hasn't had the chance to grow up yet, but it just was very childlike vibe that I got.
Well, hometowns in a federal prison would be very interesting.
It's true.
Well, do we know which prison she's in? Is she in Danbury right over here in Connecticut?
She is supposed to be released soon, so I guess if she is there for hometowns, I guess she would just be wearing the monitoring bracelet and then she'd be fine.
We have a Miss Alabama from 2018. That was Hannah B. from Tuscaloosa.
And a Miss North Carolina.
She's cute.
And a Miss North Carolina.
Yeah, we got two misses.
And they knew each other.
A couple of southern bales.
A little early drama between the two beauty queens.
Yes.
And they knew each other. And one, which one beat the other one? Because one was the runner-up to Miss USA.
So Kaylin beat
Hannah B.
Which you could totally tell.
Hannah was Alabama.
Because even like when she walked in and she was just like, they just like had that moment of looking at each other and they're like, oh my God, so good to see you.
It was like have you seen Dumplin' on Netflix?
Yes.
It was a Jennifer Aniston, you
absolutely
know, Dumplin' moment. Like,
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's so nice to meet you. Not really. I'm.
But I thought Hannah was. I thought she was cute.
I do too. I think she's very cute. We have a Katie.
We do.
She's drop dead gorgeous. Dark hair, blue eyes, and you know, I really liked her right out of the shoot.
So did Colton, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
She got one of the three kisses on the first night,
and the other two kisses went to. Do you remember
Kaylin?
Kaylin. We got Katie, Kaylin.
And then Hannah G.
Yeah, because we got Hannah B and Hannah G. Not to be
Yeah, Hannah G, who got the first impression rose.
Right. And so...
Who's also adorable.
Who's... Yeah. I mean, you have, like, our sloth girl and our Australian accent and, you know, a couple of people who are a little bit wacky. You have to have those people in the mix because otherwise the show's just not interesting.
And I just think because of the brief slothing and in the tree and all, and then with Catherine sort of dominating in general... We didn't get a chance to see, because really, yeah, the most cattiness, I guess, that wasn't revolving around either Sloth or Catherine was, I guess, the beauty queen moment and how, oh, yeah, yeah, she was first runner-up. And mm-hmm. and that's it, I guess. I mean, there was a little bit here and there about the sequins, and I'm glad I didn't wear that, and the two girls had the same dress. But that's so minor. Like, so I'm curious, since we only got an hour, basically, with these women, to see where... the drama comes from, because as we know, there will be drama.
Well, plenty of drama.
Who do you think of, now we've watched this show together for quite some time, of all the entrances that we've seen over the years, specific to Animal Kingdom, which one is the sloth up there with one of the best? I mean, you could even include, we've had the unicorn, we've
the
had
shark.
a shark, also a dolphin, whatever you want to call it.
Well, best in what aspect? Like, best as in the worst?
Yes.
Because I think that's pretty. I think that was pretty bad.
The sloth, like, is up there. In your,
again,
your
thought it was a good idea, a good concept, but it went on way too long.
I thought the sloth was great. It was just so poorly
and even
executed.
The taking it slowly, like, even that was a good tie-in, but
then she didn't stop.
It literally took a full minute to walk 4 feet.
Yeah, the introduction right away, and then should have been, that's it.
Yeah. But taking the head off.
We all remember. We're all talking about her. She gets her moment.
And
you
know she's going to be hanging from a tree in paradise. And that's going to be her entrance.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely already signed up.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Tracy, our wardrobe stylist, she's 32. So she's a little older than some of the other contestants. And in her official photo on ABC, you know, a lot of... women wear like skimpy tops or spaghetti straps. She has on like a full-on blazer, and I'm just like, atta girl, professional, you know. She's like, I'm gonna be serious about it, at least online.
Yeah,
for now.
In the sea of 23 and 24 year olds, she's wanted to make it clear that
she cuts a professional figure,
even as the fashion police.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So it seems like because every season we need at least one person to have a bad past on social media.
Yes.
So it looks like it's Tracy this season.
Oh, really?
So if you go to her Instagram page.
Now, what did Tracy do?
Which I don't know her Instagram account off the top of my head yet, but in December, she issued an apology for past tweets and social media posts.
Do we know what they were?
I don't know what they were. It said that they were racist and fat-shaming tweets and comments.
Oh.
But on her account, there's like three like pictures on one of her Instagram posts stating her apology.
Tracy.
So I guess, I mean, at least she's trying to get ahead of it.
She had me with the blazer, and now I'm rethinking that.
I guess when Garrett breaks up with Becca, maybe they can run off together and...
Yeah.
Hate to bring
you down.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else I need to know about Katie? What other super sloth sleuthing have you done?
That's about it.
That was
for
it?
Now.
Thank you. Because you waited till I brought Tracy up to drop the bomb.
Yeah.
After I raved about her.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's great. Thank you so much.
See, there's no drama in the show, so we needed to bring it here. And this is why you come to us for this A+.
Right.
Especially with these women who are content creators. Like, that's apparently a job. We are creating content right now.
We have a redhead this season. You don't always have a redhead. Elsie is a redhead, or Elise. How do you pronounce her name?
I think it's Elise.
Elise has red hair. And, you know, redheads are firecrackers. My mom's a redhead, and I know to steer clear of her during certain...
Do you have Elise's age?
Yeah, she's 31. She's okay. A makeup artist.
I thought she looked older than that.
She can.
A lot of these people.
Let's talk about Catherine again then, because she's supposed to be.
Catherine has to be at least 39.
Yeah. Who is it? She's our new Crystal.
Yeah. So she says she's 26, I think, right?
Yeah. It says she's 26. She looks at least 38.
Yeah. If
39.
She's 26, I'm about to turn 21. This is ridiculous because there's no way in hell that she is 26.
But doesn't she look like Crystal?
A little bit. I mean, in the presentation, like, anyways. I don't think you'd mistake one for the other, but they're definitely...
You don't think that's Crystal? You look at her picture from...
It's like Crystal's aunt. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. I actually think she even looks older than Crystal, because Crystal and Goose were there at the live portion in the hot tub. Yeah, my first reaction as well was the ugh. But I don't know. Now they found each other... I don't hate Crystal as much as I used to.
I've always liked Crystal.
You've always been Team Crystal.
I've always been Team Crystal.
I've come around because I'm glad that they found each other, because I think they're crazy enough that they fit.
And what was the last time we saw Crystal before this? Was Paradise? Because she...
When they left
Paradise together.
She was looking great on Paradise. On Ari's season, not so much. But then in Paradise, she just looked amazing.
Yeah.
But I liked her on Ari's season. I liked her in Paradise.
She wasn't even that bad in Paradise.
No, she wasn't.
So whatever she's done to not look 40, and not the 40s old people, this...
It is. I'm over 40, and I feel old as you know what.
Well, so. You're not, Christina.
I am, Ryan.
And you're not, but
it's okay.
It's
Catherine is not 26. This is the point. This is the point I'm trying to make.
But the worst part is she's a DJ, and it's annoying that she's giving all of us such a horrendous, you know. Okay, so we do have fake hair and fake nails.
Your
and,
wig today, by the way, is
thank
brilliant.
You very much. It's,
if I didn't know
tell
that,
her.
If I didn't know that was fake hair, I would
Amazon
not know that it's fake hair.
Comes straight from China.
See?
There
and
you,
that
there
is not even a hashtag ad. That
it's
is legit
truth.
Just the truth.
It's rooted and all
but
that good stuff.
I'm curious about it because I don't know anything about Catherine, but when she says DJ, I'm assuming she means
live at like clubs.
Well, trying to be. Probably more like
yes.
Toddler birthday parties, but
yeah.
You know, on the ones and twos, as the kids say.
Yeah, because I didn't. It would have had the radio station, like with Wells.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they, I mean, no radio station would miss out on that opportunity.
Nor
to,
would ABC.
No way. Right, to cross.
And I'm assuming it's one of, you know, she has an iPod and thinks that she's a DJ. That's my.
Who knows? Maybe she's really good at it.
She, I should not assume. Absolutely. That's,
she could be,
right.
But she's not 26.
I have to say, these women from The Bachelor inspired me because a few seasons ago, Ryan, you were going over what somebody, like, you had gone down three or four contestants and you said, oh, master's degree. Oh, yeah, she's got a master's degree. I'm like, what the? They're 22 and they have master's. It inspired me to go back to school.
See, The Bachelor is just
works
changing
in mysterious
lives.
Ways.
I'm almost done with my master's degree.
So soon you'll be able to just check that. Oh, master's degree.
But I can now. Mm-hmm. Not
every time you introduce yourself, just say that. I'm Christine. I have a master's degree.
Thanks to the Bachelor contestants, they made me feel bad about myself.
The Bachelor contestants made me feel bad about my bachelor's, so I went and got a master's.
Hey!
Look at that.
Very good.
Poet, and didn't even know it.
All right, so Katie, why don't you start things off with, do we want to do a nice roundup? Did we neglect anything or anyone? We haven't really talked much about the big virgin complaints and all the virgin puns and all the sex jokes, and they just can't help but drive it into the ground. If you ever thought that they would tiptoe around it, they're not.
Yeah. Someone that we didn't talk about, I liked Nicole. She reminded me of a Bibiana type.
Spicy.
Yeah, like she didn't, and Nicole's the one from Miami who started speaking Spanish. Like she seemed like she didn't fit, but in like a good way.
She
like
even
she
looks
seemed
like
really cool.
Bibiana a little bit.
Yeah.
It's funny. I got, and maybe just because Bibiana's awesome. And so we all kind of look for someone. I actually got that from Enyeka. Am I saying that right? I got a little Bibiana because she's the one that, you know, wanted to, like, no, we're talking about this. And I kind of got a little Bibby feel from her. And again, it might just because we want to find Bibianas because
I know.
She was the best. But yeah, I mean, I like Nicole. I think she will eventually be in the center of some of this drama. I don't think she's going to be one of the sideliners as we see every year.
And so do you have a certain, Ryan, I didn't ask you if you had some that people that were your right out of the shoot that you liked, that were your favorites, and then towards the end of the episode, you were starting to rethink things. Because that always happens where you're hell yeah, I'm writing her name down.
I don't think I went south on anyone.
Yet.
Yet. Yeah, it's early. And again, we only got an hour with these, and most of it was just them sitting, talking to each other about how they didn't have time to talk with Colton. So we didn't really get much. But I mean, again, I think both Hannahs handled themselves very well, and I think it'll be very interesting because originally Katie, even though not this Katie, but the Katie on the show, I didn't think much, but she just didn't stand out to me. And then Colton was like a laser beam.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, there's, and so that would probably be the closest thing is after seeing Katie and him have their conversation, I said, okay, I need to bump her up a few notches because clearly there was something there that I wasn't seeing.
Yeah, she came out of nowhere last night.
Oh, yeah. And that was not a, because this isn't later in the season where you have to kiss everyone. Like, this was,
yeah.
I mean, he was
and all
over
like,
her even before he kissed her.
All three kisses were, it was all on him, and he just went for it.
Yeah, there were no stolen kisses here. This was him showing some aggressiveness, which I'm sure was conscious on his part, because he didn't want to be seen, I think, again, because this virgin stuff is going to be everywhere, I don't think he wanted to be the one that was slothing it and just wanted to sort of go forward where he saw a little bit of spark.
Yeah, he's done pretty well for episode one in my book.
You think so?
For now. I mean, he's still a little...
Yeah, I think if this were a two-hour episode and we got right into the show,
yeah,
I think the same thing. I think we'd be talking more about how, hey, Colton held up pretty well. But instead, it's why are we going to four different watch parties and Chris's mom and a tribute video when there's no reason for one.
And random proposals.
Two random fan proposals and Christine's favorite Ben getting mobbed by a mother and all this different stuff, which... On a finale, would be fun. Yeah, exactly. I think, we'd be talking more about, you know what, Colton got a lot of flack. I think he looked pretty good in week one.
Yeah, yeah. We got the joke with the sloth. Like we said, it took too long. We had quite a few foreign accents where, was it, from Croatia and...
I'm going to stand out because I'm going to speak another language.
And then about like four or five people spoke actual other languages. And then the fake accent, of course.
And which, even Colton was like, so many languages.
Was it Bree missed that opportunity to really drive the Australian accent thing home, which I thought she could have really taken it next level. And man, the Oscar could have gone to her if she could have held that thing all the way through to the very end, but only telling
and
us.
And if she made it to the finale.
Yeah.
Like, and then she's like, psych.
What do you call it? I forgot. None of the testimonials. What are they called? In the moment.
In the moment.
If she had lost the accent in the moment, only for us at home to know about while stringing Colton along would have been... You know, the ultimate, but sadly, alas, it didn't happen. Anyway, I was hoping that we would continue to see Brie, and we will, because she got a rose, our Australian accent girl.
Yes.
And Hannah, first impression.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people went home on the first night?
Seven.
Yes. We lost. Was that a large number, you guys think?
Well, they started with 30, which I feel like is bigger than usual. Isn't it in the
20s?
Yeah,
I feel like it's usually like 24.
Maybe one of the seasons was like 27.
Yeah,
or
so
maybe
we lost,
28, we lost which is a lot.
Good chunk.
But I don't think, you know, I'm looking at the list now, other than the sloth, which once we got to that, I thought she was pretty good looking.
And, yeah, I know.
That's probably the only surprise of this bunch. Because none of the other ones really jumped out at me. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I think the people, the girls that got sent home,
Erin,
they made sense.
Erin, Devin, Alex D, who's the sloth, Adrian / Jane, Laura, Revion? Am I saying that right? And then, Tajuan?
I feel bad.
Tajuan.
Apologies. I mean, I mispronounce everything anyways, but... And I would have liked to seen her stick around because she, again, at least we saw some of her and she seemed to at least have some fire. The rest of them were just sort of, okay, bye.
Yeah.
No one else
sounded
too much. The one was crying, which I thought was terrible. They're celebrating behind her and they're...
obviously that was going to happen.
And I don't remember if that was Laura or Revion, but she's crying as they're celebrating behind her. I'm like, oh, man, that was a bit much. But no major surprises there, I don't think.
No. All right. Well, Katie, you have your list right in front of you.
I do.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
I do. I have all my choices numbered. That I'll pick if they're not chosen.
So we have 20.
I'm looking right over, staring at her list.
No cheating.
Don't be cheating.
I see who she wants first.
So there's 23 women, yes?
Yes, because seven were eliminated.
And as always, so in case you're a first-time listener, and thank you, welcome, rate, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. What we do each year is we pick our fantasy teams between the three of us. And if any of you have ever played in a fantasy league sports-wise, it's the same thing. It's what's called a snake, which means 1, 2, 3, and then 3 gets to pick and goes backwards. So thus the snake, because it looks like a snake. And as always, I believe Katie won again because Katie always wins. I think the only...
Not always.
Not always. Yeah, always. Because I think there was the one where with what's his douche, Ari, where he changed his mind. We sort of... I think you won anyways, but whatever. Cause
oh, yeah, because it...
There were two winners, technically. Were any of us winners? Let's be serious. So you have the last pick, which is three. I don't remember who went out first, me or Christine.
Go ahead, Ryan. You start. You go.
Oh, you're going to let me pick.
Yeah, why not? I'm not going to win anyway. It doesn't matter.
Well, but the fact that you have the second pick, and so at least we get to push Katie down to the third pick.
I mean, I saw who her first pick is.
Well, I didn't.
So should I steal her first pick?
If I don't, you should.
If you steal my first and then you win, then that means you cheated.
Yes, I'm totally fine with that.
Still the winner. Let's just
that's true.
Be clear about that. So I'm going to go very obviously.
Here we go.
And I mean, you got the first impression, Rose. You get the first pick. I'm going to take Hannah. Hannah G. First impression, Rose, Hannah.
Katie, go ahead and share who your first pick was.
Well, no, maybe you didn't see it properly.
I did too.
You don't know that.
I'll take the other Hannah.
Oh.
Hannah B, right?
Yes.
Yep. I'm going to go Cassie.
Oh, dang. I was kind of hoping she'd stick around because I wasn't talking about her. I was kind of hoping she'd be a sleeper. Dang. Now you get another pick.
I'm going to go with Tasia.
Now Christine's up.
Kaylin.
Go with Demi.
How lovely.
And Katie.
I'm going to go with Angelique. Katie goes now.
I'm going to go Heather.
Oh, you took my pick.
And?
Kerpa.
Christine.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my Sydney. The wasn't she of NFL?
Dancer,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
NBA,
thank you.
I will take McNutt. Erica.
Erica, okay.
And Alex B.
Give me Nina, please.
Katie.
I'm going to do Onyeka.
And
Nicole.
Christine.
I feel like you keep missing out on good picks. All right, Laura.
I do.
No, Laura went home.
No, why do I have her written?
I don't know.
I'm crossed out.
You know, it's, so if anyone plays fantasy football, Christine right now is the person in every league.
Who doesn't know what they're doing.
No. Every year, they draft someone who's already been taken. And they've been sitting there the whole time. And so they'll be in the 10th round. And be like, I want Tom Brady. Tom Brady went 5 rounds ago. Oh, okay, sorry. Le'Veon Bell. He was the first pick in the draft. Antonio Brown.
Is
he was the second pick in the draft.
Is Adrian Jane still around?
No.
She's gone. Wait, what the hell?
She's
Who's left? Elise or Elsie? Elise.
Elise it is.
Okay.
I will take Annie.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I know they don't Chiron enough, but I think that's right.
Annie, wow.
And,
Who's left?
Caitlin.
Yes, from Toronto. Bree.
I'm going to do Courtney and Catherine.
Yeah, she's the worst.
Courtney and Catherine look a lot alike.
And there should only be one person left, yes?
Yes.
So you, by default, Christine, get Tracy.
Oh, the fat shamer? God! No, wait a minute. Does anyone want to make a trade just early on?
There are no
on?
Trades.
Yes, there are. Who says
we should
no
implement
trades?
Trading?
Who says
a lot throughout the season?
This season, we should definitely make trades,
well,
and they can be done on the sly. Like it could be, you know, with deals, wheeling and dealing.
Well, I'm not. I don't want Tracy on my team. So if you, I am fine with.
I think I'm happy
trades,
with my.
What do you mean,
team?
Maybe I have someone else to offer up in order to get rid of Tracy.
Okay. We could
like
talk
your
about
girl
that.
Kaylin.
Isn't that how trading works?
That's true. You got to give something good with the bad contract. So you see,
isn't that how trading
that's absolutely accurate.
You
so,
guys suck. Why do I say this every time we draft?
So if,
I say that you guys, the two of you, suck.
I will say, if you're interested in moving Kaylin or Hannah B, then we can talk, and maybe I'll take the fat shaming racist off your hands. Just saying. You just let me know. We'll talk. We'll figure it out. Hopefully you picked your team as well.
Look, I'm on Weight Watchers, so if you can offer me 3-point food that will fill me up, in exchange for getting rid of, I got to think of this. There could be some really interesting trades. All right, fine. Lord. And a condom for Colton. Okay.
He wouldn't know how to use it.
Well, we don't know that he doesn't know how to use it. He just hasn't apparently used it yet.
Ever.
And so ends the first episode of The Bachelor Podcast. Season 23 is back on the boards, you guys. And we'll be back, as always, across all platforms on social media at Bachelor Podcast. Katie, you were going to post a couple of things.
Yes.
So be sure to check our Instagram, our Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Christine Lee, Katie Pallotta. You win every year, so congratulations in advance.
Thank you.
And Ryan
Good
Jones.
Luck to you.
Yeah, sure. Anything else, Ryan?
Thanks for listening.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.